Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Fresh Fruit, Broken Bodies, Migrant Farm Workers in the United States is an ethnographic and public anthropology study by medical anthropologist Seth Holmes, centered on tricky migrant farm workers from southern Mexico. The book examines how migration, labor exploitation, border enforcement, racism, and uneven access to care shape the health and daily lives of agricultural workers in the United States. Rather than treating suffering as an individual or purely medical issue, Holmes shows how it is produced by broader social arrangements, including NAFTA-era economic pressures, labor conditions in U.S., agriculture, and the ways institutions normalize inequality. The book is also notable for its method. Holmes uses embodied anthropology, combining participant observation with direct bodily experience to demonstrate how social hierarchies are lived through the body. As a result, the book functions both as an ethnography and as a critique of public health, immigration policy, and the social organization of farm labor. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, structural violence as the hidden system shaping migrant suffering. The book's central analytical framework is structural violence, the idea that harm can be built into social, economic, and political institutions rather than appearing only as direct physical abuse. Holmes shows that Triqui farm workers are not simply unlucky individuals facing isolated hardships. Their suffering is repeatedly produced by low wages, insecure immigration status, exploitative labor arrangements, and the constant threat of deportation. This matters because it shifts attention away from personal responsibility and toward the systems that constrain choice. Holmes argues that the farmworkers' injuries, fatigue, hunger, and chronic stress are predictable outcomes of a labor regime that depends on vulnerability. By tracing how violence operates through farms, border control, housing, and medical settings, the book shows that exploitation is not accidental but organized. The point is not only that workers endure hardship, but that the social order makes that hardship appear normal. That normalization is itself part of the violence, because it discourages reform and makes suffering easier for institutions to ignore. Secondly, embodied anthropology and the limits of detached fieldwork. One of the book's most distinctive contributions is its use of embodied anthropology. Holmes does not present himself as an invisible observer. Instead, he emphasizes how his own body becomes part of the fieldwork, especially during the border crossing and while working alongside migrants in the fields and camps. This method is important because it makes inequality visible at the level of bodily experience, not just abstract analysis. Holmes can compare how he is treated as a white, educated, U.S. citizen doctor anthropologist versus how Triqui workers are treated as indigenous, poor, and undocumented or precarious migrants. The contrast reveals how race, class, citizenship, and language shape even routine interactions. At the same time, the method has limits. The author's body is not the same as his companions' bodies, and the book is careful to show that participation does not eliminate privilege. Rather than pretending to achieve perfect objectivity, Holmes uses reflexivity to improve understanding of the social world. The result is a more morally and analytically grounded ethnography, one that ties knowledge to lived experience without claiming that experience can be fully shared. Thirdly, the migration system linking Oaxaca to U.S. agricultural labor. The book treats migration as a transnational labor circuit rather than a simple story of people moving by choice. Holmes follows tricky migrants between villages in Oaxaca and agricultural regions in California, Oregon, and Washington, showing how economic pressures in Mexico and labor demand in the United States are connected. NAFTA and related market changes are important in this account because they weakened local agricultural livelihoods and reduced the viability of subsistence farming, leaving many indigenous families with few realistic options. The book, therefore, challenges the common assumption that migration is primarily an individual decision based on aspiration or preference. Holmes argues that structural conditions narrow the field of possible choices long before anyone reaches the border. By tracing the circuit across countries, the book also reveals that migration is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process shaped by seasonality, debt, family obligations, and risk. This approach helps explain why border policy alone cannot address migrant hardship. The deeper issue is the economic and political system that produces dependence on precarious cross-border labor in the first place. Fourthly, racism, ethnicity, and citizenship in farms and clinics. Holmes pays close attention to the ways ethnic hierarchy and citizenship status shape everyday treatment in both workplaces and healthcare settings. Triqui migrants are indigenous and often do not speak Spanish as a first language, which means they can be misrecognized even by other Mexicans, and they are frequently stereotyped as less educated, less respectful, or somehow less entitled to care. The book shows that these judgments are not minor misunderstandings. They affect wages, job assignments, access to information, and the quality of medical encounters. In clinics, language barriers and institutional assumptions often reduce patients to stereotypes about compliance, hygiene, or pain tolerance. Holmes demonstrates that healthcare systems can reproduce the same inequalities found in the fields by treating social disadvantage as if it were personal behavior. This theme is important because it broadens the book beyond labor sociology into medical anthropology and public health. It argues that illness among migrant workers cannot be understood only through exposure to physical strain or pesticides. It must also be understood through the everyday degradations of racism, racialization, and bureaucratic exclusion that determine who is believed, who is helped, and who is ignored. Lastly, pragmatic solidarity and the book's call for institutional responsibility. The book does more than diagnose injustice. It argues for forms of response that are practical, collective, and structurally aware. Holmes calls for pragmatic solidarity, meaning active support that addresses conditions rather than offering sympathy alone. In this framework, better health outcomes require changes in labor practices, pesticide safety, housing, language access, and institutional training for clinicians and public health workers. The book's relevance to medicine and public health is especially strong because it insists that professionals must learn to see social context as part of diagnosis and treatment. Holmes does not suggest that doctors can solve migration policy, but he does argue that they can avoid reproducing harm by recognizing how poverty, labor exploitation, and legal insecurity affect bodies. The updated edition extends this concern by showing that the book's protagonists have also participated in indigenous immigrant rights, farmworker rights, and right to health movements. This gives the book a forward-looking dimension. It is not only an account of suffering, but also of collective struggle and partial change. That combination makes it especially useful for readers who want both critical analysis and concrete implications. In conclusion, Fresh Fruit: Broken Bodies is best suited for readers interested in migration, labor, medical anthropology, public health, Latin American studies, and the politics of food systems. It is especially valuable for students and professionals who need a serious account of how social inequality becomes embodied, including future clinicians, health educators, policy workers, and advocates. The book offers an intellectual benefit that goes beyond summary. It shows how to think about suffering structurally, connecting border policy, labor exploitation, racism, and health in one coherent analysis. It also demonstrates a distinctive ethnographic method, since Holmes combines participant observation with reflexive attention to his own positionality. Compared with many books on immigration or farm labor, it stands out because it does not isolate one problem, such as wages, documentation, or healthcare access. Instead, it explains how these issues reinforce one another across institutions and across borders. The updated edition adds further value by linking the original ethnography to later rights movements and ongoing struggles for dignity. For readers seeking a book that is analytically rigorous, institutionally relevant, and grounded in lived experience, this remains one of the most important works in its field. If you would like to support Seth Holmes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.